some people are natural-born leaders and some aren't. I don't have a problem with that at all. That's the way it should be. If we were all leaders, that'd be a mess, wouldn't it? But amongst those who are natural leaders, there are two types, the mature ones and the immature ones. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome to A Different Perspective. Yep, today we're going to look at the leader personality type and discover how those people can overcome their natural weaknesses. Well, over these last couple of weeks, we've been doing something a bit different on the program. We've been looking at the personality types that God tells us about in the Bible through the Apostle Paul, with the aim of identifying which one of those you happen to be, what the natural strengths of your personality type are, and here's the crux of it, what your natural weaknesses and limitations are, given your personality type, and how to overcome them. And in case you've missed it, here it is again, Romans chapter 12, beginning at verse 6. We each have gifts that differ according to the grace given to us. Prophecy in proportion to faith, ministry in ministering, the teacher in teaching, the exhorter in exhortation, the giver in generosity, the leader in diligence, the compassionate in cheerfulness. Why are we chatting about this stuff? Because I believe, I know, that God wants you and me to live the life He always planned for us to live, a life where we have victory over our sin. Now, we have a release from the effects of our sin because Jesus died for us on the cross. When you and I believe in what Jesus did for us, you know something? We're forgiven, and we have freedom for our sin because anyone who believes in Jesus is filled with the Holy Spirit, and He does things in us, powerful transformation stuff, that we could never do on our own. But at the same time, we need to cooperate with what God's doing. And sometimes, in fact, a lot of the time, we're so blind to our sin that we're working against God and not with Him. Does that make sense? So the aim of this series, which I've called tongue-in-cheek, Yes, Old Dogs Can Learn New Tricks, is to equip us with a bit of practical knowledge about ourselves, specifically our inherent weaknesses and what we can do to overcome them so that we can set about cooperating with God. Does that make sense? And today we're going to talk about the last one of those personality types in Romans chapter 12, the leader. That's a personality type that I really relate to because that's what I am. And whilst I always knew that each of us is created to be different by God, really, my default position, if you will, was that surely everybody was like me. Leaders are strong people who can crash through obstacles and make things happen. Interestingly, whenever people ask me to help them with something, that's inevitably what they need a hand with, making things happen. And when I was a less mature leader than I am today, I would get so frustrated with other people wondering, why can't they just do this stuff for themselves? Well, the answer is for the same reason that I can't do what the carer or the giver or the practical server can do, because we're all different. So are you a leader, or perhaps someone you know or love might be a leader? Let's find out. Let's see if you relate to any of these attributes. Leaders are strong-willed and they naturally like to be the one in charge. And that makes sense because they take control of a situation and they take direct action. A mature leader likes to protect the weak and they're protective of other people. And that's a role that suits the leader well because leaders don't mind facing conflict and they aren't afraid of confrontation. At the same time, the leader has a strong sense of justice and fair play, which is just as well given their inherent strengths. They embrace challenges and, as I said, are happy to crash through brick walls and leap over tall buildings in a single bound. Leaders usually have an opinion and they tend to be direct and to the point. That's definitely me. Others see leaders as strong and dominant. That can be a good thing and sometimes a bad thing. And finally, leaders are active, energetic, and generally need less sleep than others. You know, when my good friend Keith Henry, with whom I co-authored a book, My Personality GPS, all about our God-given personality types, when Keith first told me about myself, it felt so good. I ticked pretty much every box in that list of a leader's attributes. It's awesome to have a sense that God created you to be something, either a leader or a carer or a teacher or an encourager, whatever it is. It feels good to know your personality type because it gives you a sense of direction. And if you've missed any of the messages in this series, I'll tell you how you can get your hands on the information about each of the personality types at the end of the program. Anyhow, I digress. So perhaps you recognise those characteristics in yourself or someone you know or love. If so, you've just discovered a person with a God-given personality type of the leader. Now, since leaders lead by exercising their will and their strength, you guessed it, like each of the other personality types we've chatted about over these last couple of weeks, they too have their natural set of limitations and weaknesses, or, as God would call them, sins. Don't I know it? In days gone by, before I gave my life to Christ when I was in business, hey, I've made grown men cry. I've rolled over the top of people and hurt people, because unless the strength of the leader is under control, they can be a very dangerous and hurtful person. And even since I gave my life to Jesus almost 20 years ago now, it's been a gradual process of realizing my sin, understanding it, admitting it in the first place, and then cooperating with the Holy Spirit to soften me and to mature me. That's how it works. No matter what our personality type is, theologians will call it sanctification. I'm more inclined to call it rehabilitation, being restored back into God's image. So, what are the leader's natural sins? They tend to roll over the top of those who are weaker than them in order to pursue their own agendas. And in doing so, they damage relationships and compromise their ability to lead. The immature leader can also be fearful that others will take advantage of them, resulting in a loss of control. And so they find it easy to withdraw from others and become something of a loner. Or alternatively, when others don't dance to their tune and march to their beat of the drum, they become aggressive and angry, feeling threatened and thinking everyone's against them. Combine that with the fact that leadership is a bit like carrying the burdens of the world round on your shoulders. They can become burnt out, depressed, and immobilized. When that happens, they stop taking action, which is what they do best, gradually losing confidence in themselves and their ability to make decisions. Now, at a personal level, can I tell you, just in the way that I tick pretty much all of the boxes in the strength characteristics of the leader, I've journeyed through every one of those weaknesses, sins, God calls them. I'm being honest with you because each one of us needs to fess up and admit and own the reality of our own natural limitations and sin. It's the first step to rehabilitation. And the rehab bit is brilliant because all of a sudden, as in the power of the Holy Spirit, we slay each of those dragons. We're set free from their consequences. And Jesus said, when the Son of Man sets you free, you are free indeed. Hallelujah. So what does the leader need to know in order to cooperate with God in the rehabilitation process? Firstly, they need to focus on using their strength to help other people. The leader who becomes that bit more sensitive to other people's needs is on a path to maturity as a leader. It's not all about getting your own way, you leaders out there. It's about becoming kinder and more understanding, showing empathy, being magnanimous and generous and helpful to other people. When we as leaders focus our energies and our strength and our abilities on encouraging others to achieve and prosper rather than purely relying on our own capacity to lead, we reach the best that we can be at being who we are. We become known as leaders of humility and with big hearts for others. And come on, isn't that the sort of leader we really want to hang around? My prayer is that this series, Yes, Old Dogs Can Learn New Tricks, has been a mighty blessing to you, that you've been able to draw some godly wisdom and insight to help you be the best you that you can possibly be. Now, there's every chance that you've either missed a few of the messages over the last couple of weeks, or you can't quite remember all of the characteristics and limitations of each of the 9 personality types that we've talked about. Not a problem, because each of the 10 messages in this series is up on our website right now, ChristianityWorks.com. Just go to the A Different Perspective section off the homepage and you can listen to each one, download it, even subscribe to the podcast or grab the transcript. That's all at ChristianityWorks.com. And as you visit our site, thank you for praying with us. This ministry reaches around the globe with the good news of Jesus and we rely on the prayer of friends just like you. I'm Bernie Diamond. Thanks so much for joining me. Let's see if we can't catch up again same time on Monday as we take another look at your life from a different perspective.